So I just had to film this, record this again, because I started sobbing again. I'm not really sure why I felt the need to update my diary, but just things are so not okay right now. I'm really, really fighting. Sometimes I sit here or I sit and whatever, I'm just living my life as normal. I'm hanging out with my family. I'm doing what I have to do to get through the day, and I'm fine. Like, I'm generally okay. But there are other days where I just feel like, where I just don't want to be here anymore. And I feel things like 10 times more than I have to. I feel so overwhelmed. And I'd rather die than go through the day. I'm so fucking depressed. It's effort that I have to put into putting one foot in front of the other. I'm so done with living. And there's nothing wrong with my life. Things happen. Bad things happen to good people all the time. The inconveniences happen. Sad things happen to people, but I can't take it anymore. When I'm sad, I'm depressed and suicidal, and I want to hurt myself. When I'm angry, I'm furious. I don't even know. I still want to kill myself. That hasn't changed. Every feeling I have, except for happiness and joy and being content with the world, that shit stays the same. But when it's the bad things, I feel like they just pile on top of one another. I can't fucking breathe. I feel like I'm this whole other person. I feel like my life is not mine. I feel like I'm so out of control, out of touch with everything. I feel like I'm betraying myself. I feel like I'm living this lie where no one even gets to see. No one ever gets to witness no one ever sees how bad it gets. No one has ever seen how bad it gets. So I feel like when I feel like this, it's fake. I'm like betraying myself. I'm betraying others. I feel like this life that I'm living in, it's so there's this very distinct duality between what is behind doors and what I reveal to others. I know countless people have seen me snap off for no reason. Like, I get upset at something that wouldn't even upset a normal person. I lash out for seemingly no reason when in my head I have caused this simple situation to spiral out of control. In my head, I do all that. You know, when someone does something that slightly offends me, in my head, I've created this entire scenario where they've conspired against me my entire life, where, you know, I feel like everything that people do is against me for no reason. Like, why am I the center of the universe? Why do I, you know, who am I to inspire others to destroy? You know, I'm no one. I'm a nobody. So why would I deserve that kind of attention? You know. It's so fucking hard to deal with the extreme all the damn time. I'm so fucking done. I'd rather die than have to go through another day like this. I'm so fucking tired. So tired. I don't even have the courage to try anymore. I used to be strong into this. I used to be more willing to go through ending my life than I have been these past few, probably years. I only have the strength to just keep hurting myself over and over again. The stupid pattern of hurting myself, thinking that it's changing things, trying to convince myself that it's doing something for me, that it's my way of dealing things. That's why I tell people, I don't even tell them I hurt myself. Do they care? All I get, if I ever tell someone, it's like, I'm glad you're not dead, I'm glad you didn't go all the way through, like, I fucking want to, just don't have the courage to. Every day is the same thing. I go to bed, screaming at myself internally, so I need to do it right now. Who the fuck cares? Oh, gosh. I'm so done with life. Things are just happening. My relationship is down the toilet. The person I thought I wanted to spend my whole life with, I feel like they don't think I'm even worth the trouble of being around. Probably don't even love me as much as they say they do. And I just have to move on with my life. My relationship down the toilet. I have to deal with my trauma now because my rapist fucking killed himself. He had the courage that I did. Why do I have to be there for everyone else? And I feel like I'm so alone in this world. Like, obviously I have people that have come to me and say, hey, I'm here, whatever you need, but I hate having to ask for help. I just want people to help me. I feel like I'm so selfish in that way. I just want people to reach out to me. I want people to care about me. I feel like I'm so alone, surrounded by people who care. It's the most paradoxical thing in the world, to know that there are people that care about you, that want the best for you, but it's not the same thing that you want for yourself, or rather you'd want them to just read your mind and I don't know. I'm a mess. Life is fucking shit right now. And I've been having good days, but then I get days like this where I feel like I want to. It's the urge to kill myself is fucking strong. And it's so exhausting to be me. It's so exhausting to this. I need help, but I don't even know where to get it. I don't even know if I can afford it. I don't even know where to start. I need help getting help. I need... The only comfort is putting this, all my vulnerabilities on the internet and getting pity messages whenever you want in a blue moon. Knowing that a stranger knows all my deepest secrets is probably the most comforting thing I have in the world right now. could try to live another day, but it's so damn hard. Like, I dissociate from my body and I just fucking sit in my bed. Or lay down in my bed for hours in the night and I don't even fall asleep until like 4 a.m. thinking of how I'm going to do this without my family knowing. Or what I'm going to tell my friends. And they don't even know why. They don't even know what I've struggled with, only within the confines of my mind, that I create all the problems that I have in my head. And that's the reason I killed myself, because I can't get over my own thoughts. I am stronger than my own thoughts. I can say all the things in the world to comfort other people, but I can't get over it myself. I'm not strong enough to listen to my own advice. I'm not strong enough to do the things that stronger people do every day. Put one foot in front of the other, tell themselves that life is worth living, convince themselves that to live another day. I can't do that. Every day it's an uphill battle of trying to convince myself that life is worth living. I have tons of things that I want to do in life. I have tons of aspirations and goals and things I'd love to do. I want a family. I want kids. I want to move. I want to see the world. But at the same time, I don't want to do that if I have to live like this. At the same time, I don't even think I deserve any of that shit. I don't deserve a boyfriend that gives me the attention that I deserve. I don't deserve a boyfriend that communicates with me. I don't deserve a family that understands the severity of my mental health issues. I don't even know what the mental health issues are. I'm relying on self-diagnoses and screening tests online. Tell me I'm severely depressed and anxious and potentially have PTSD or borderline personality disorder based on a set of symptoms. But how the fuck do I know? What if I'm just normal and I'm just making this up in my head as I go? Right? What if everything in my life is fabricated? I'm just exaggerating. I'm just an emotional person in general. I've been telling more and more people about the trauma that I've been through. I haven't told anyone. I mean, I've told people now, but I waited 4 years to tell people about when I was raped. And I have a weird, I don't like to remind myself of that, even though I haven't stopped thinking about it, you know, since it happened. I haven't told anyone in my family, or don't really plan on doing so. I've told online friends exclusively, no one I know in real life. I try to tell my boyfriend, but he's going through his own shit. Why would I add on to that? I feel like he doesn't even care anyway. That was 4 years ago. You know, that was technically just like yesterday, you know, it's recent. Destroyed me. And I've said it before, I was sexually assaulted before then when I was 14, 2 years before I was raped. But there's no comparison. I fucking blame myself for it every day, even though I know it wasn't my fault. I feel like I'm like feeling the effects of it to this day. Basing my worth on sexual attention than any value I could potentially add in the world through my intellect or my personality otherwise. That's why I needed to step away from posting on Reddit, because I knew the only value I placed on my on myself was whether I garnered enough sexual attention for the day. I relied on it to build my self-esteem, the little that I had already. I'm fat, no one even bats an eye at me in real life. So the attention online is almost guaranteed. It's a bigger niche to cover. I'm so hurt by the things I've gone through in life, and I still don't feel like I deserve to feel the way I do. Life fucking sucks, and I just wish it would end. I'm sorry if I sound so congested right now. My nose is definitely very stuffy. I'm gonna end this with a very depressing note. I don't really have the courage to kill myself today. I doubt I will. If I do, only Reddit will know, I guess. Because at this point, I don't even feel like I'd tell anyone. Even though in my head, every time I plan it out, I usually like write this big note. I'd write a note to everyone that I felt deserved a note. And I'd just leave the world. But today, if I somehow find the courage to end everything, I don't think I'd say anything at all. Even if it's tomorrow or a week from now, I feel like knowing the world is just better off without me is sufficient enough. I don't owe anyone an explanation as to what was going through my mind. I don't even feel like crying anymore. I think I'm just over that now. I feel like I'm just numb. I switch emotions like so fast. I'm numb. I'm definitely like disengaged with reality. I'm like dissociating. Like I stare off into space. I feel like I'm not even in my body. So tired.